Although they had previously communicated, this was the first time Michael Whalen and former diocesan employee Siobhan O'Connor would meet face to face.
This is my wife, Maria.
One year ago, Whalen spoke of childhood abuse by Father Norbert Orselitz, who later admitted abusing children when approached by the Buffalo News. He called his first Mass in 40 years powerful, moving, and healing. He also took notice of a group of young children under the care of a nun who were also attending Mass.
I just told her that I thanked her and kids for being there. I told her who I was, and I haven't been to church in 40 years, and having the kids there meant a lot to me. So I thanked them for being there.
You ready to come back on a regular basis?
One step at a time, but I don't see why not.
After Whalen went public with his tale of childhood sex abuse by a priest, other accusers came forward, and soon more than 100 priests, living and deceased, were facing accusations dating back decades. O'Connor, who served as Bishop Richard Malone's executive assistant until last year and shared internal documents regarding abuse cases with local news media, says many victims understandably feel animosity toward the church, but Whalen's willingness to hold on to his faith shows another depth of his heroism.
And he kept saying that this is the next step, and then following coming back to Mass might be even speaking face-to-face with Father Orselitz and forgiving him, which is just really a depth of mercy that is remarkable to behold. And it's been an example to me personally as I work through my own journey, which is very different, of course, than his, but just to always keep in mind that that kind of forgiveness will bring about healing, and that's what we're really all about.
Whalen says he's ready to forgive his abuser, Father Orselitz, but he's not willing to forgive Bishop Malone. He remains critical of how the bishop and other church leaders have handled complaints and compensation. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.